Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, time is relatively short before the first Test match. In some ways, we're lucky we've got two games before that first Test match, but we need to use them wisely. And one of the sort of mantras we try to adhere to is to make sure our intensity is at sort of Test match level from ball one of the first warm-up games. So we'll be attempting to do that here. And I think it's the right way to gain some useful sort of early tour momentum anyway. Yeah, again, depending on the conditions. I mean, as I said at the start, I don't want to prejudge what the wickets are going to be like. I think they have generally, the sort of information I have is that they've generally slightly favoured spin, but they haven't been absolutely spinning at all angles. So, they're good flat wickets. They're good for batting, and the challenge is there for all bowlers to find a way of sort of creating enough pressure to get batsmen out, I suppose. If you look at the history of Test cricket, it's generally not played at a neutral venue, and for good reason, I suppose, because you want the sort of fervent support of home supporters there. But this is a unique set of circumstances, and the one thing I would say is that the facilities in Dubai and Abu Dhabi are fantastic for cricket, and hopefully, this will be a way of creating more interest in the game over here. I know there are going to be a lot of English people coming over to watch. And, if we can get decent crowds and provide a good spectacle, hopefully that's good for the future of the sport here as well. Well, it's a bit of both, really. I mean, I think players find it a lot harder when they're not scoring runs or doing well. But also, the long periods spent away from home and family and in hotel rooms around the world is challenging. Test cricket tests you in a lot of different ways. A lot of it is on the field, but some of it's off the field as well. Can you deal with those external pressures? We're aware that we've had a lot of cases in England of people who've struggled with it, and it's our responsibility as teammates and as management to help people through that if they get into that position. It is a good thing. I mean, mental freshness is crucial, I think. Those of us that haven't played for a while have all been away in India or in South Africa preparing for this tour already. So it's not like we're picking up our bats for the first time in 3 months. But mental freshness can take you a long way. And certainly with the relentless schedule we've got ahead of us in the next couple of years, it would have been very unwise for us not to use this break fully and use it as an opportunity to recharge those batteries. Yeah, it was fantastic. I mean, we don't often get that opportunity, so I think the guys thoroughly enjoyed themselves. And as I said, I think we're just really keen and excited to get amongst it now.